Yes, welcome back. It's 4:10 here this afternoon on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Getting started with some of the top stories in the news today. TikTok now going to be limiting users under the age of 18 to just 60 minutes of screen time per day. I'm just going to cut that sucker off. There's going to be some riots. I'm predicting there's going to be some weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth for the youngsters over this one. 60 minutes goes by pretty quickly, I've learned. I've not even been on TikTok, but I've seen my kids on there and stuff, and I'm like, what are you on? TikTok. 15 minutes later, well, what are you doing? Still on TikTok, Dad. 30 minutes later, what are you still doing? Like, an hour goes by. I don't even think they know how much. I'm like, you've been on there for 45 minutes. And the kids are like, I have? I'm like, yes. I'm like, do something productive. Play Madden on your Xbox. And so, why are you laughing, John? Turn John. I want to hear what he says.
Because it's so true. I mean, I asked my son the exact same thing. I'm like, I got you a brand new Xbox. Nah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, this little phone thing. Like, what are you doing? I'm just saying.
Yep.
I'm predicting weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth for the children.
Yes.
Over this rule. So we'll see what happens. Because then pretty soon parents are going to be like, so TikTok, how do I get my kids more screen time?
Exactly.
What do I got to do? You're killing me. All right. Some of the other top stories in the news here is that in the Ukraine war, Ukraine official says the military may pull back from Bakhmut. In the meantime, Russia is accusing Ukraine of using drones to attack Russia. Over 60 drone strikes multiple drone strikes occurred within 60 miles of Moscow. The Russian death toll, by the way, has now surpassed all wars since World War II. A stomach bug is spreading. I saw this story yesterday and I was like, it's not a big enough story to cover. I'll forget about it. And then here today, it's like one of the top stories now. CDC is warning about a rise in an almost untreatable stomach bug. And what they mean by untreatable is not that, like, you get it, you're toast. They mean is it's resistant to pretty much any kind of drugs. And I'm like, pretty much any virus is that way. You can treat the symptoms, but you can't treat the actual virus. So it's not really like a new thing. I don't get it. They're like, drug-resistant strain. I'm like, they're all drug-resistant. Unless you're saying you can't treat the symptoms either, which would be weird. Taiwan reports 19 Chinese Air Force planes in its air defense zone. Oh, no, sorry. Now it's back up to 25 Chinese planes, 3 ships sent away from their air defense zone. Remember a couple days ago we were talking about how China, according to the FBI, maybe not as confident that they would be able to win or win their objective if they do invade Taiwan. So here, a couple days later, they're testing a little bit, sending some planes into the airspace. All righty then. Eli Lilly, the drug maker, they've capped the cost of their insulin at $35 a month. What does that mean? For those of us that are not insulin users, that's a 70% cut. And they're going to cap it at that amid federal pressure to lower drug costs. So they're cutting insulin prices and out-of-pocket cost at $35 a month. I'm like, hey, $35, that sounds pretty good, but, you know, I don't really know. And then when I saw that that's about a 70% decrease, I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty good for those that need insulin in insulin shots. So that's fantastic. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other things here. Iran can make enough material for a nuclear device in about 12 days, according to the U.S. officials. They say that they have found uranium particles enriched up to 83.7% dun, 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 as things tighten up against Iran as well. I got a text here about the TikToks. Kids will find a way to spend as much time as they want on TikTok. Don't worry. Yeah, that's probably true. Create another account. Use somebody else's thing.
Because I think the way it works is after 60 minutes, they have you put in a code. And then if you have the code, then you can get another 100 minutes. And then after 100 minutes, they'll give you another reminder. So I feel like it's more like awareness of like you've been, which hopefully will help. But I feel like kids are going to get the code, make another account, change their age.
Yep. Like, yep.
I mean.
Yeah, that's the
they're
thing
smart
too.
Enough to get around it.
Yep. I saw I was actually talking to a friend of mine over the weekend that they were saying they have all these like kid restrictions on their devices so they can't access mature content on Netflix and all these other things. And they go, like every like couple of weeks, we'll come on here and we'll just check the settings, and the settings have all been, you know, the restrictions have been taken off. And they'll try to do something else, and they were like, but really, they were like, the reality is, even though we got young kids, our kids are smart. They understand this technology stuff better than an older individual does even. So they're like, what, you think that's going to stop me? You know, a couple of ticks, and boom, they have access now. I got TikTok. TikTok, 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 the largest amount of time ever wasted. That was a former news anchor that we had here, Cooper. I was talking about TikTok one time. I said, I don't have the TikToks, you know. And he comes on the mic and he's like, "Don't get it." He's like, "Don't do it." He's like, "If you haven't like stepped into that realm, don't step into the realm." And then Gracie basically confirmed the same thing to me multiple times.
It's literally not worth it. And I've tried to give it up. Yeah. Like, okay, I'm just gonna download it just this one time. Like, I'm waiting in the airport.
Yeah.
And I get wrapped back in.
There you go. You get right because you dipped in. See, I don't know what I'll see a TikTok reel or something on Instagram every now and then I share, but I'm not like into the TikTok world. So it's a different thing altogether. I got another text here. TikTok is the most intrusive app ever created. Read the terms of service. It is spyware. Well, that's the thing that we've been talking about recently is all the data mining that they've been doing as well. We're way past Traffic on the Fives. Let's go and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, roads are looking good right now. We are seeing typical afternoon delays on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. And we do have slow-moving traffic on Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be northbound, getting closer to Softiefield Road at that intersection. Expect some slowdowns. And the intersection of Lillian Highway and Blue Angel Parkway also slow-moving. If you see something else on the road, something out of the ordinary, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I was saying I didn't really understand the insulin. They're saying that Eli Lilly's lowering insulin out-of-pocket cost of $35 a month. And I was like, I mean, it seems good to me, but I don't really know. It turns out it's a 70% decrease from the norm. Got a text here, says, my insulin is over $900 a month. If not for coupons, I'd be dead. Yeah. $900 a month for a medicine that basically you need if you're diabetic? Yeah, that's not good. So hopefully this significantly helps your pocketbook. Oh my goodness. And you know, there's one person like that. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that that are having that same issue, right? Then yesterday we talked about the Supreme Court was reviewing the Biden student loan forgiveness program. A little bit more we have going on here is the Biden's student loan program. It does seem like the conservative Supreme Court justices are skeptical on their argument that it is constitutional, that is justified, and that's legal, and that they have the power to do so under a bill that was passed many years ago. So, but here's the thing. We will not be getting a ruling, no matter what, on this, probably until June or July. So we're still just going to remain in the holding pattern as it pertains to the student loan forgiveness issue until June or July. So that's kind of interesting right there. I saw this story, just came out not too long ago. The U.S. Air Force, I got this from CNN. U.S. Air Force has fired leaders Remember we talked about that? They had multiple different leaders of this base up in North Dakota that were relieved of duty. We find out why now. They failed their nuclear safety inspection. Okay. All right. I got to admit, I first thought it was something with the balloon because it was over in North Dakota. And it was like five leaders there at the base that were let go. Or not let go, but, you know, they were reassigned and were forced to step down from there. So it turns out it's because they failed the nuclear safety inspection up there. Okie dokie. Chris Christie predicting, based on things that he's talked to people, that Donald J. Trump will be indicted by July. Indicted? I've been indicted! We need the Fun with Dick and Jane clip when Jim Carrey gets indicted and he freaks out. Yeah. So this is based on so there was speculation. Even if this happens, what would happen? Would he stay in the race for president? Would he have to step down? No, he can stay in the race. You can stay in the race if you're indicted. That doesn't change anything. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We've got top trending news, so stick around for that right here on News Radio 92.3.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the good citations.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball, March 11th at 6 o'clock at the Ballroom at Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help us provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Deputies are looking for a suspect who recently robbed an Escambia County convenience store. The incident happened on February 20th at a store located on the 1900 block of 9 Mile Road. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office released surveillance images of the suspect. Deputies say the suspect left the store riding a red/silver scooter. Suspect may be responsible for other thefts at the location and is believed to reside in the area of University Parkway and 9 Mile Road. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers or the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. A van crashed into Waffle House in Escambia County earlier today. It happened at the Waffle House on Brent Lane just before noon. Guess he was hungry. The van crashed through the front glass, coming to rest halfway inside the building. Officials have not released any information on what caused the crash or if there were any injuries. An investigation is ongoing. It's a new way of pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Bobby, a Milton man is behind bars after a Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office SWAT team responded to his home. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office said yesterday around 1 p.m., deputies and the SWAT team responded to 4400 block of Skylark Road in reference to a sexual battery incident. Johnny Browder, 39, was arrested and is currently booked in Santa Rosa County Jail. Charges aren't listed, but the Sheriff's Office said they are expecting a charge for aggravated assault. One victim was transported to the hospital.
The Waffle House story. So I was actually talking to somebody recently because they were not familiar with Waffle House. It's an extended family member lives up north.
Oh,
not familiar with Waffle House.
Wow. How can you? Yeah. Okay.
And I was ahead. I'm sorry. I'm like, look, it's not like the best food in the world. It's the best bad food for you, though.
Good comfort food.
Well, growing up in Central Florida, we had Waffle House, but it was like not a thing to go there. Like, I didn't have Waffle House. The first time I went to Waffle House was when I was in college. And
really?
That was like the place to go, like after you go out.
Here at UWF?
Yeah, like you go to Waffle House before you go home and you soak up your drunkenness.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I was like, I've never been to this place. Like, do they have
Waffle
pancakes?
House.
And they're like, are you stupid? So I think it is like our area that
I grew
we
up
have
ten-
a bunch of them.
I grew up in Tennessee, and that was the place. We'd go after football games and, you know, basketball games and stuff late at night. You went to McDonald's until McDonald's closed, And then we just kind of shifted over to Waffle House.
Yep.
Like, so, oh, they're kicking us out. All right, everybody at Waffle House. And we all go to Waffle House. So, yeah, it's good stuff. Now, I did see something else. Babylon Bee. I'll actually share this after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns throughout our area. Typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. We do have some slow traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be right around University. And we have an accident on Diamond Dairy Road. It's going to be right off of Pensacola Boulevard. So we are seeing some slowdowns due to that accident. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by IBEW Local Union 676. They invite you to their career fair. It's going to be at the Comfort Inn on Davis Highway on March 8th from 3 to 7. It's Gracie Wolf on traffic with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So I saw Babylon Bee posted something the other day. It's just a little joke that they do, right? Satirical website. It says, God confirms there is a Buc-ee's in heaven. My brother, who we're from the South, he sends this to me and all my siblings, this little screenshot. He says, I knew it. And my sister, who pretty much from the time she graduated high school in Tennessee, has not lived back in the South ever again. It's been out West. It's been up North. She's in Cleveland area now. And she just texts back. She goes, I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. My brother responds immediately, like, I sent, like, just kind of like a dead face emoji, like, are you killing me? Like, what? And then my brother immediately sends back, goes, you're dead to me now. And and then my other sister's, like, sending a picture, like, anytime we drive through Texas or any place, we always make, like, where's the clearest, the closest Buc-ee's and stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to make a trip over to Alabama and take a picture for you real quick and and send it over. Like, you don't know what you're missing. It's like the Super Walmart of convenience stores if Super Walmart was on steroids. That's like the best way to put it.
Well, for Christmas, you should get her a Buc-ee shirt.
Oh, I should. Get her some Buc-nuts. Send them on up there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Do I think Trump will be indicted? No, actually. I think he's going to keep... He's got good lawyers to be able to... show how he's been pretty clean for the most part. All right, coming up here next, what is a benefit cliff? Why does that matter? We'll talk about that next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Florida lawmakers are going to be discussing the effects of benefit cliffs and how they can maybe change that. What is a benefit cliff? It's basically when you're receiving benefits like WIC and Medicaid and all this other stuff, but then you get a pay raise, and the pay raise is enough that you're going to lose all those benefits. And so some people are choosing to not get the pay raise because they'd rather keep all the benefits. So they're trying to figure out how to close that gap. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Free tax assistance. If you make under $60,000 for the year, you can get free tax assistance from the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. They're going to be operating from 4 sites throughout the tax season. Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrenton campus, and at Goodwill over in Olive Road. All you got to do is call 211. That's it. 211. Call 211. You can schedule your appointment today for the free Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, maybe 7 minutes. We've got three main things that can give you happiness in life. This is according to a happiness expert in the world's happiest country. She says there's three things that people in her country do on a regular basis. She's going to reveal it to us. I'll tell you, one of them is not being on TikTok. All right. Speaking of which, top three stories. TikTok is going to limit those under the age of 18 to 60 minutes of screen time per day. Let the weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth begin. CDC is about to, is raising awareness of an almost untreatable stomach bug, saying that this is spreading throughout the country. And Eli Lilly has cut the cost of insulin prices up to 70% amid federal pressure to lower drug costs. And we've already had somebody tell us this is going to be way more than 70%. They're going to cap it at $35 per month. We have somebody who's already texted in. They spend $900 a month on the insulin. So this would be a dramatic improvement and obviously a much needed benefit. All right, it's Pence Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, what do we got going on in basketball tonight? NCAA men's basketball at 5:30. FS1 has number 19 Xavier playing number 20 Providence. ESPN2 has Auburn against number 2 Alabama. That'll be at 6 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, number 9 Texas Longhorns take on number 22 TCU. And NCAA women's basketball already have a few games wrapped up. Number 19 UCLA beat Arizona State in overtime. Wake Forest beat Virginia. And right now, Bowling Green State University is beating Ball State by 5 points with about 2 minutes left in the first half on that one for NCAA women's basketball. NBA is going to be on ESPN tonight. Beginning at 6:30, you've got the Cleveland Cavs taking on the Boston Celtics, followed by the New Orleans Pelicans against the Portland Trailblazers. And Pelicans, that'll be on ESPN if you want to check that game out at 9 o'clock. TNT has the NHL hockey. 6:30, it's the Rangers against the Flyers. And the late game is going to be Carolina against Vegas. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you your sports news next.
We do have an accident reported by FHP. It's going to be West Fairfield Drive and Fernwood Avenue. Roadblock in the area. Taking a look at the intersection. Not seeing anything too bad to slow you down, but just keep that in mind if you are headed that direction. Gulf Breeze, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Seeing slow-moving traffic. This is going to be after the Nature Preserve. So in the eastbound direction, expect some slowdowns on 98. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge showing no delays in the typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. See something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. More than 40% of voters... Oh, yeah, I forgot to do the sports news. According to a report, Dan Snyder's future is on the agenda for the league committee meetings. So whether he's going to remain an owner of the Washington Commanders is not really up to him. The Ravens general manager says he's optimistic that the team can get a deal done for quarterback Lamar Jackson before the season. Aaron Rodgers finally, you know, came out of his dark cave or whatever and his dark retreat and had his first interview. And what's he going to do? He's going to be vague. He just says, all the answers are right inside me. Okay. All right. Calm down. A judge has okayed some of former coach, not Mike Flores. I'm going blank on his name. But remember, the coach is suing. Oh, boy, he's suing a bunch of NFL teams and the NFL itself for discrimination. And a judge has okayed some of his claims to move forward in court, not all of them. An arrest warrant was issued for Jalen Carter, potential number one pick in the NFL draft, for a deadly car crash. This is kind of really probably the biggest news in the sports world right now, Jalen Carter being arrested or having an arrest warrant for a fatal car crash. And then Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's widow, she has settled the remaining claims over the Kobe crash site photos for $28.9 million. There you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. More than 40% of voters say the country is severely divided. At first, I thought about this. I was like, 40%? That's it? Like, I would have thought the number was higher. Well, severely divided is the key, the key word there, severely. But also, you think about it. So you're telling me 60% are either thinking one of two things. One, that the country's not severely divided. Or two, they don't pay attention enough. And I was like, oh, that's what it is. Yeah. So 40% is probably right. You got about 20% on the left who are, you know, avid one way. 20% on the right who are avid another way. And they're just like, ah, civil war. And then the rest of the country's like, well, I don't know about civil war. Can we just sit down and talk? And those two 20% groups are like, no. So, yeah, that's not a big surprise. You know what to bring the country together? Here's the solution. A zombie apocalypse. Yeah. If we have a zombie apocalypse, then the country will no longer be divided, as we'll be unified against our one main enemy, the zombies. So we just need to be alert and aware, rally the troops behind building up our army to defeat the zombies that are soon to be coming. Interestingly enough, there was a recent poll done. About 53% of people say they know how to kill a zombie. 53% of people polled, if you came across a zombie, do you know how to kill them? 53% of people are like, yeah, definitely, no problem. That's not it's no problem at all. 47% of people polled believe that in the future we will have zombies. That we're going to be done. 47%, almost half. Like, yeah, we're going to be done with zombies at some point. And so 47%. Then 24%, so one out of four, are like, it's not weird to prepare for the zombie apocalypse. I'm like, okay. Then let's see here. The top weapons we would choose to have during the zombie apocalypse: a shotgun, a handgun, a bat, a machete, and a crossbow. Sword, axe, knife, and grenade also made the top 10. The average person thinks that they could probably kill about 39 zombies a day if they had to, you know, in order to survive, in order to be get through things. I'm like, are you really? I remember when, daggummit, I forgot his name. I just went blank. The author of World War Z, he is Mel Brooks' son. What's his last name? Max. So I met Max Brooks. So he wrote World War Z, which obviously just turned into a movie with Tom Cruise. Who's the other one? Brad Pitt. So it turned into a movie with Brad Pitt. And shortly after the movie came out, I was invited to go backstage and meet him because he was going to some event where he was going to be speaking to this crowd. And so I was asking him afterwards, like, what do you think about World War Z? And he's like, well, first of all, I didn't have any consulting to it. They basically bought the script and they just made the movie. I didn't do any consulting with it or anything like that. He goes, let me just say this. My book doesn't have fast zombies. Like, he was a little pissed. He didn't really like it. He didn't really like it. But he was trying to say he didn't like it without saying he didn't like it. So he's like, let's just say there's no such thing as fast zombies. And I was like, okie dokie. Before he wrote World War Z, he wrote a book called How to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse. And he was surprised one day as he was walking in a bookstore, trying to see where his book was, going shelf to shelf, trying to find it, couldn't find it anywhere. So he goes up to a clerk, hey, could you help me find this book called How to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse? And they look it up, and it's over on this shelf over there. He goes to the shelf, and it's in the nonfiction self-improvement like section of the bookstore. And he's like, it's not in the fiction section? And not only is it not in the fiction section, it's in the self-improvement, like, you're going to need these skills. And so he said he was surprised after he wrote this book, How to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse, which actually said it sold way more than World War Z did, that he had like this huge following. And he goes, you'll see. He goes, when I go out to this crowd, you're going to see. He's like, the people attending here are like, okay, so They're like taking notes. Like, what did you not put in the book that we need to know about? And so, and I did, oh my gosh, it was a riot. It was like one of the most memorable events I've ever been to in my entire life. It's sitting in this huge auditorium with all these people like raising their hands. Okay, when you wrote this part in the book, what was it that you were thinking like this? And then somebody else wrote that. So you sit in there, you don't think the guns would be very good in the zombie apocalypse. I disagree with you. And stuff. And he'd be up there arguing, go, I'm sorry, you're going to run out of ammunition at some point. And they go, no, I'm not. You know, and it was like, I was like, where am I? What is happening? Is this real? It was like it was so great. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We needed a zombie apocalypse to unite the country. That was the point of that whole story. All right, coming up here next, quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I've got the a psychologist expert in Finland, which has been voted the number one happiest country in the world. She says there's three things that the people in that country never do, which helps them be happy. I'll tell you what those are here in just a little bit. I'll tell you what make me happy. Aruba. Aruba has a job opening right now. You can get free week vacation if you go to Aruba. All you got to do is take their job. The world's easiest job is how they're describing it. Their weather person. You go there and you be their weather person for a week, then you get your vacation paid for, I guess. I didn't look into a whole lot because, you know, there's got to be a catch. Whenever something sounds too good to be true, what is it? Too good to be true. All right, let's go and get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as 29 and Highway 90. Just seeing slowdowns in the eastbound direction as you're heading out of Pensacola, heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
John, what do we got going on in the news?
Pensacola Bay City Ferry Cruisers set to return this coming Saturday. With Saturday service between downtown Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Fort Pickens, it offers a fun alternative travel method. The beautiful views of Pensacola Bay, bike and scooter rentals, cycle racks, storage areas, and free shuttles by numerous businesses to make it easy to enjoy what downtown Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Fort Pickens have to offer. Many destinations are within walking distance of the ferry docks, so if you are wanting to explore the area on foot, they have a variety of options to choose from, and all-day free parking is available at each of the departure sites. There's a new way to pay for your parking downtown as of today. The city of Pensacola is launching pay-by-text parking as a new option. System operates through Park Pensacola and doesn't need an app or an account to work. Just look for the teal blue Park Pensacola sign or a sticker with a designated number. Then you'll click a link, follow directions on your phone. The city says the Park Pensacola phone app and pay kiosk will still be available. The city is looking to reduce foot traffic at parking kiosks. And finally, Bobby, a Louisiana woman is under arrest for allegedly selling drugs out of her ice cream truck. Cops in suburban New Orleans pulled over the converted school bus this week for expired tags and no brake lights. Inside, they found melted ice cream in the freezer and huge stash of meth.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Tamisha Morin, who ran Tammy's Ice Cream in Sweet Treats, was arrested and the truck was impounded. Slidell police do not believe any children were exposed to the drugs. Sweet treats.
Sweet treats. Yeah. Oh boy.
At least keep the ice cream cold.
Exactly.
You know, you got a front. Let's use it.
You know, the kids need the ice cream.
Right.
The adults can get the
exactly. One stop shopping.
Exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. A psychologist in Finland says there's three things that people in Finland don't do. And it's the reason why Finland always ranks number one as the happiest country in the world. One, we don't compare ourselves to our neighbors. In other words, they don't envy. They're satisfied with what they have. It's very un-American. Number two, we don't overlook the benefits of nature. 87% of Finns feel that nature is important to them. It provides peace of mind and relaxing. Yeah, that's true. And I think we recognize the benefits. Just a lot of Americans recognize it from afar. You know, like that's I would love to get to nature, maybe next year. Number three, we don't take a break from the community circle of trust. They did a lost wallet experiment where they purposely put a wallet down, see how many wallets will be returned. Helsinki, the capital of Finland, 11 out of 12 wallets were returned to the owner.
And
not really what would happen here.
I mean, we have two people stealing their wallet out of an 89-year-old person, Publix, down the road. So
exactly. Like, in broad daylight. So that's probably
the
not.
The Finns would hate it here.
Yes, they would. What's wrong with you? I dropped my wallet. Nobody returned it. And I'm like, oh, is that what you're supposed to do? Very un-American.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
I'm sorry, this is probably a good thing, but it made me laugh. So, you know Pokemon Go? You got to download the app, and you got to go around and try to find all these creatures and stuff. Apparently now they're coming out with Pokemon Sleep. Where I guess it's for people who sleepwalk? Pets call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.